Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Lay's new Fruity Tooty Trendin' Fruity flavor of
Trenchin'
Fruity potato chips. No thanks. My name's Jack. That is Miles.
Yep.
And these are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. We'll get to the Lay's product fail. Or whether it's a product fail, you know, we'll ask the question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That lies in the mouth of the beholder. Yeah. Is it mouth of the beholder?
I'm not here to yuck anyone's disgusting monstrosity. all right. So Hulu is cracking down on password sharing. So it's spreading. You know, Netflix did it earlier this year. Possibly this is a payback for the fun we've been having fucking around with public domain Mickey.
Oh,
Disney's
yeah.
Like, because Disney owns like that? Hulu. So they're like, oh, yeah, you guys, yeah, no, it's cute. It's cute. You're having fun. We see it.
Oh, you like that? Oh, tough guy, huh?
You're going to need a different Hulu account for every TV in your home.
Yeah, prick. Now what?
How you like that,
oh,
asshole?
Shit.
It's going to auto-renew every month.
I don't
forever.
Know. I thought I got away with using my mom's Netflix. They got us, you know?
They got your ass?
Finally got caught up last week. It was so, like, hey, yeah. Asshole, is this you?
The main reason we want to talk about this story is, like, I guess the outcome, like, not the, this isn't the story that I heard, because I'm not a media CEO, but in the C-suites, the whole Netflix crackdown was, like, a raving success.
Yeah.
Because it led to an explosion in new subscriptions. So... this is going to be happening now.
Yeah.
Password sharing is no longer going to be a thing.
And I know if you're Canadian Zeit gang, apparently this has already happened. They did that in the fall already with Canadian Hulu subscribers. And in America, it's coming on Pi Day, 314, March 14th. Wow. So get your pies out and throw them at a Bob Iger near you.
Get your pies out because that's when he brainstorms.
It's just,
you know? Uh-huh. I'm a little sick. My brain's not really working.
Hell
so I'm just gonna be firing off random rap lyrics
just
that I
keep
remember.
It, dude, if you keep it Sean
teenager.
Carter, you know, then yeah. we're all good. We're all good here. But yeah, this is just when is the piracy gonna go into full swing? You know?
I know. That feels like our next move. It's like, oh yeah, your move. We don't subscribe to any of this shit now.
We were already at an unsustainable point with like no person had subscriptions to every single thing. Like you were using some form of like, I got this one, you got that one, and we all get along.
You just got to remember to cancel once you're done watching Fargo season 5.
Exactly. Yeah. Creating new email accounts to sort of generate new account, little whatever. Look, we do what we got to do to survive out here. But yeah, they're figuring it out. And they just, when they saw explosive growth with their subscriptions to Netflix,
love some explosive growth. And
I know.
The thing that's exploding is our bank accounts down here on the ground.
Exactly.
And we know the price of a banana.
Oh, yeah. What's a banana? Like $43?
Well, okay, what could a banana possibly cost, Michael? $12? I don't know. It's the continued, like, there are these hyper capitalist AI singularity machines up above us all generating the weather for us, and we're just like, okay, thank you, sir. Like, there's really nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
So
God. With this one simple trick, CEOs are drenching their benches. Fucking cut down on the fucking password sharing. It ain't about fucking sharing in this world.
Yeah. That would be funny if, like, they all communicated the way they think. Like, that's why we get all those headlines, is because media CEOs, that's how they actually talk to each other.
Right. They're like, dude,
this one simple trick.
One simple trick will have your revenues fucking 3X-ing in one quarter, dude.
Yeah.
And they don't want you to know about it.
All right. Let's get to it. Rudy Tooty, fresh and fruity. I mean, anytime you get to say that phrase, it's a win for your mouth, for other people's ears. Unfortunately, possibly not a win for people's taste buds. This is Rudy Tooty, fresh and fruity is an IHOP meal that involves strawberry pancakes and bacon. I am personally a fan of a combination that involves sweet and savory. If the savory is a breakfast meat, I'm on board. Give me some crispy bacon with my pancakes, and I'll dip them in a little bit of syrup. Give me a little sausage. I'll dip them in a little bit of the berry compote that you get from IHOP. Do not touch my fucking breakfast potatoes with that shit. I do not want sweet breakfast potatoes. For some reason, that feels incorrect and a violation to me.
Yeah. This is, like, it's to the point where people are like, is this real? Because the Lay's account even just posted, like, this image with very well done Photoshop, I must say. They really nailed it. Because it looks so flat, two-dimensional.
It looks like it is, it's a mess. But also the bag design looks like it's pancake mix. They've designed the bag to look like it's pancake mix,
or like a gunny sack or something. Like the physics of it, they're just saying, would you try this fake flavor or is it fake? I like how they're trying to fly a weather balloon, just be like, would y'all hate us if we did this? And like, just we already made like 50
we didn't think it was a good idea, don't worry.
It's obviously fake, dude. That's obviously fake. We're never gonna make something gross like that. For me personally, I'm not, when it comes to breakfast, I do not need sweet. Don't need it. Unless it's something like, you know, out of this world, like a certain kind of French toast at a place. Like, you got to try the fucking French toast at this place. Sure, I'm open to that. But for me, breakfast, because my biggest fear is getting maple syrup on my eggs or some shit. I just don't like that. Because I put so much Tabasco on that shit. It's just not.
Yeah.
I don't like that combination. So
it's really only meat for me. Do you fuck with meat with like some sweetness?
What? Sweet meat?
Sweet meat? You don't, like what? You don't like a, you know, some maple syrup on your maple sausage?
No. No.
Okay. Okay.
No. Right. To each their own. Like, that's why I'm like,
mouth is saying to each their own. Your eyes are saying that you view me as subhuman right now.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see if you're some kind of simulation that's trying to fuck with me, if it's actually Jack on the other side of this thing.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, God, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. Like, a breakfast chip, just in general.
Yeah, I don't like the breakfast chip. Like, I could see. I think there have been like maple flavored chips. And I could see that being like somewhat fun, but this one, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Although then super producer Bay pointed out, like, if you cover them in chocolate, and then I'm like, yeah, because I do like potato chips mixed in with my sweet.
Yeah. Somehow a chocolate strawberry bacon pancake chip. I'm like, go on. It's just so weird.
Now you've won me back.
This one simple trick will have fucking idiots.
We'll have these hogs' mouths slobbering.
Huh? What about septic tank hose flavor dipped in chocolate? Yes.
Yeah. Well, we got some new insight into what it's like on board the Royal Caribbean's new sea monstrosity. The icon of the seas. The icon of the seas is like the thing that they, you know, put in the ocean, made sea levels across the world rise. The thing so big. And so there's a $100,000 a week cabin on the Royal Caribbean ship that they took. They gave us some pictures from inside.
It's called and the Ultimate Family Townhouse.
Yeah. And it looks like shit, Miles. I'm not going to lie to you.
Like an IKEA nightmare mixed with a Discovery Zone of bad on a terrible Pinterest board of inspiration. It's horrifying to think that you're gonna charge people $100,000 to like take a fucking red slide down to your beanbag living room with hexagonal holes in the walls and it seems like something that was like made in a panic, to be honest.
Right. It does seem very half-assed. Like there's like, I could see this being like, okay, this is the first level and then we're going to like keep adding stuff. But it just feels very sparse, very like there's one thing per room. There's a slide that goes down to a bunch of beanbag chairs.
Right.
Like some of the stuff in this like Business Insider article that is like just a corporate shill. You know, that they have a relationship with whatever the PR company is that wants that. Like, they're like, and if that's not enough, this room's got three dang TVs in it.
Yeah.
What like, the fuck? Yeah, man. I've been in a fucking hotel room before.
Ma, they got a fucking TV screen on the bathroom. Whoa. This place looks like a mixture between like the waiting room of a child therapy practice and like one of those zany dentists where they're like, look, bro, we know when you come in here, it ain't going to be fun when you cross through the door on the other side of this waiting room. So we're going to try and make this part as fun as fucking possible.
It's got big child like pediatric dentist's waiting room energy.
Did you have one of those in like the towns you grew up in, like the zany dentist place? Like in
but we had one here.
It's called Dentaland.
Dentaland.
Yeah, Dentaland. It's the fun place to go to the dentist. And the commercial was like, it's a Discovery Zone, but also the fucking people here don't use gloves during any of your procedures.
Is that real?
No, I mean, it's just like, that's like the vibe you got from Dentaland. Yeah. It's like they went all in on the vibe that you're not sure what the actual, like the dental practice is like.
Dentaland, not trained, not trained dentist.
Nope.
We just kind of like to poke around in your kid's mouth. Don't ask any
gloves.
Questions.
Without gloves.
I don't know, guys. This is an L for me. This makes me think that the icon of the sea is not the well thought out plan that I thought it was. This thing might
that I had invested in, guys.
God. Another investment.
Another business now for Jack.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back.
And we got the bullshit news of the week.
Bullshit news of the week.
Again, these are not bullshit stories that like reached our shores necessarily. I do think
I did see one of these, though. I saw the Biden ones.
The one of him dressed up.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. So these are, I think these are just good to keep tabs on because this is the type of shit we're going to be seeing. Like the more and more, I feel like people's social media feeds are going to be populated by this shit. So the first one has Biden playing dress up in the Situation Room. He's like dressed like an infantry, like G.I. Joe soldier in the Situation Room being briefed. Actually looks pretty cool.
It looks almost like, wow, so this is what it looks like when we have a full militarized takeover of our government. Where it's like,
right.
Because, I mean, this seems like something Trump would probably do, too. He'd probably like to be like, get me in my costume. Where's my costume? Yeah. Can I have a helmet?
I think it actually looks pretty cool. Could you AI generate one of me looking tough?
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, as with a lot of the AI stuff, hard to tell which side this came from.
Right.
Like, I don't know if it was Biden's side being like, hey, we created this image and you look kind of tough. And not just because you have seven fingers.
On one hand, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's fucked up hands when you look at the writing on his little outfit, his little military outfit.
Yeah.
It doesn't say his name.
The name
badge.
Think
they would
looks,
like get his name right.
Yeah. Because it looks like Star Wars writing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it works both ways, right? It works for people who idolize Joe Biden. We're like, wow, look at him. It's commander in chief, like really protecting America's business interests abroad, like, yeah. I guess. But then also for hawkish type people, it helps sort of create this image that we're like, here we go, folks. We're on the path to war. Are you ready? Happening. And I'm sure causes all kinds of activity when people see this. But I think it's important to keep in mind, the president of the United States is a civilian, not a member of the military. So there's no reason he would ever wear fucking battle fatigues or some shit. But I think it's like this, I think works on people because the commander in chief title makes it believable. Cause they're like, right. He's taking it seriously. It's like, no, he's not an actual member of the armed forces, so he would not.
I think this is a net W for Biden, though. If people saw this and took it seriously, I think it's a benefit.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, like there's probably like some conservative who's like, huh,
right?
Damn, my man's got 14 thumbs on one hand. Huh. All right. That one picture where his fingers are interlocked, it looks like all thumbs. Like really long toes.
Yeah. They gave him very strange hands because it's not so good with that quite yet. Another Biden piece of fake news. A lot of right wingers on social media mocked the White House's claim that Joe Biden's IQ is 187, besting Einstein's. And this was supposedly said by Karine Jean-Pierre's press briefing as the source.
Right.
No such announcement was made.
Right.
So this one, AI needed. They just made up a press briefing.
Yeah, the original fake tweet was like, oh, Karine Jean-Pierre is now claiming that Biden took an aptitude test and his IQ is 187. First, then people point out it's like an aptitude test is not a measurement of your IQ. But
yeah.
I also like that it's a 187 on an undercover cop. His IQ.
Will be, if Biden gets assassinated, this will be like a thing that becomes part of a conspiracy theory.
Right.
Like they were trying to tell us.
Brian, the editor, also chiming in. Einstein also never took an IQ test. So what?
How did they know he was smart? That's the only way to know someone's smart.
Bro,
did they just give him the Rubik's Cube when he's baby and then he did Rubik's Cube in 5 seconds?
Bro, he got that long tongue, though.
He got long tongue.
He ain't tongue-tied, bro. He got that frenulum. That ain't in the way. We'll tell you that.
Yeah. He was born sans frenulum. I bet he just like when he was born, he really liked classical music, and that's how they knew. Oh shit!
Oh yeah, make this baby a theoretical physicist or whatever his official area of expertise was. Just Einstein shit. You know what I mean?
He's in the like baby ward, and a nurse comes in and is like, "Doctor, the IQ meter is like going off the charts.
No,
with this one. Yeah,
how did you know?" We did the regular skull measurements and the distance between his tip of his nose and the base of his skull. Oh, good.
That is, I mean, basically on par with what IQ is junk science, guys.
Yeah, right. Complete like, junk science. Yeah. Let's see what that skull do real quick.
What that skull do, Einstein? Good t-shirt. Jessica Simpson.
What that skull do, Einstein?
Hey, what that skull do, Einstein? Jessica Simpson did not endorse Trump.
Oh, but I saw a video clip.
So this is one where they didn't even need to do AI. You could check all the fingies, all fingies, normal.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, she really did endorse Trump. So liberals and conservatives were quick to condemn / celebrate this one. So it made the rounds in quite a few places. I like saw it inadvertently. I saw people suddenly talking about Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
And I didn't see them be like, she loves Trump, but just like her name, her entered the zeitgeist, entered the bloodstream again. And so the clip shows somebody asking if she has any advice for Trump. And she responded, be president, which were this yesterday would be like, damn, she really... She's for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
The video is from 2017. So her statement wasn't necessarily an endorsement, but merely a direction for him to do his literal job.
Yeah.
But also, like, it could be like a high-minded critique. Like, yeah, how about you fucking be the president?
Be the president.
Or it could just be like the most basic, like, what should the president do? Be the president.
Okay. That's like like you're caught off like on a topic you don't really know much about or aren't informed on, like, oh, what should LeBron James do with it?
Be basketball
Man. And I think that's fair,
but that
to say
would sound like a political statement because it's like she told him to shut up and stop
be basketball man.
Shut up,
really?
And dribble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think this was probably around that time when everyone was just being like, he's not acting presidential. And I feel like Megan Amram would always just tweet like that.
That was,
you know,
the
rinse
day
and repeat. Today is the day Donald Trump finally became president. I mean, I think There's probably also something to that, because this week, just the all the bed shitting from the conservatives over their panic over what Taylor Swift is gonna fucking psyop. That maybe they're like, well, we got Jessica Simpson, or are people trying to smear Jessica Simpson?
Good.
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
This is a Nick Lachey op.
Oh shit! Yeah. Look into what he's been up to, or is it Vanessa Minnillo?
Yeah, man, that's someone whose name I know.
That's who Nick Lachey is with now.
Got it.
Yeah.
Finally, there are no tanks at the Texas border.
There are no.
I thought I remembered how the song "There Are No Cats in America" went.
There are no tanks at the Texas border.
Okay, there we go. I don't know. It turns out I did not remember that. I haven't seen that movie since I was, I think, like 7 years old.
I think I was doing West Side Story. In America.
Thought it was "There Are No Cats in America." But that is coming to me across decades, literal decades. Anyways, there's video evidence of escalating tension at the southern border in Texas, with tanks driving down next to like some ATVs. It looks real serious. It is real serious. It is also 2 months old and from Chile.
But this tweet said, "Texas is moving its tanks across its borders. Surreal sight." I've also noticed there was another video too that was in America of like armored vehicles, not tanks, like, like APCs.
And not cats, right?
No. moving like across like a street, like where the road traffic had to shut down, and people were like, "Holy shit, man, they're mobilizing."
It's happening.
And then but it was interesting because this was on the subreddit R Conservative, because they were like, "Yo, it's happening." But then like the conservatives that were actually like had some knowledge around the military, they're like, "This is not even in Texas. Like, this is in Georgia. And like, look at this sign. It has a tank sign because it's near a base, and they're military just moving base. Shit across." Like, they're like, "As much as I want to get behind this, guys, this is just bullshit.
2 miles outside of Disney World. They're coming for us, folks."
This is all part of, I think it's all being fed too, because we got the trucker fucking militia convoy and shit.
Yeah.
Which is now the organizers are like, "Guys, please, no militias. No militias. Please do not join. This is supposed to be peaceful." Even though the organizers of this have deep ties to militias. And fine, if you're gonna come, just bring handguns. That was like where they
just
that's where they netted
and
out
signs that about how we want to kill
but
the
they
president.
Were actually saying this shit. They're like, "Only sidearms, please leave the long guns back in your home state."
Do love the idea of sidearms, like they're side dishes, like that.
Yeah,
well, that's
just
not your main
sides.
Gun
no
obviously
no.
Yeah,
it's
this
my
is
side.
Just your side gun.
Oh, this, yeah, I call this thing scalloped potatoes.
Yeah. And you will want a dipping sauce to go with your sidearm.
Oh, Have you picked one? No, actually. I would really recommend the Blood of Christ dipping sauce. I think you're going to love that. Yeah.
That's good.
We call it ketchup.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that aren't happening right now, but are trending. That's going to do it for us on this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.